North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we're coming to you from Decatur, Alabama. I'm at the home of the LePrads and glad to be here today. And we're talking about a special young lady, Addie Grace Harkins, and what she has gone through since birth. And Mandy had reached out to me to share about this story. I wanted to help them with their fundraiser. I wanted to get the message out. Mandy LePrad, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. And you sent me a message. You were sharing about Addie Grace and what she has gone through as a young person. It's been a major challenge.
It definitely has. All her life, she has struggled, but to look at her, you wouldn't know it. She is one tough girl.
Very active.
Absolutely.
Now, I'll tell you this, Maddie. When I heard about hemimelia, I'd never heard of it before until you. 1 in 50,000, these are the odds. But explain to listeners what we're talking about today when it comes to Addie Grace and her particular medical situation.
Fibular hemimelia is her official diagnosis. So we noticed when she was born that there were some problems. The first thing that we noticed was that her right foot only has 4 toes. And initially, we thought that was the only problem. However, at about 2 weeks old, I noticed that that foot was also smaller than her left foot, and that right leg was shorter than her left leg. That's what led us to seeking out, okay, what's going on? So at 2 weeks, she was diagnosed with fibular hemimelia, and we started treatment. Now, at that time, it's just been watchful waiting and monitoring with x-rays to determine the problems that were going on. What initially caused her problems was the leg length discrepancy, so her right leg being shorter than her left leg. As she has aged, other problems that we have noticed that are classic of fibular hemimelia include a misshapen ankle joint, and this is what causes her the most distress. A normal ankle joint is what's referred to as a hinge joint, much like your elbow would move in a hinge fashion. Your ankle should do the same thing. Well, Addie Grace's right ankle is misshapen, and her joint is actually a ball and socket joint, which that's what your hip is. So her range of motion in her ankle is actually a problem. For her, the ankle is what causes the most pain. She is unable to run long distances despite a desire to run cross country. The blessing that we received from her surgeon is that following repair of her ankle and her leg length discrepancy, she will be able to run cross country. And she's super excited about that.
One of the things I think about Mandy is the fact that we have a lot of information out there in the Google world. And so as a mom with Addie Grace being 12 years old, I'm sure that you have researched a lot over the years. You've looked for people who were in that community who had the same issue. What have you found over the years as far as a community of those who are dealing with this issue?
Specifically for fibular hemimelia, again, rare disorder, a larger community for help is those with leg length discrepancy. So if you were to Google leg length discrepancy, you get a lot more information. And initially, that's what we thought she had, was just the difference in her leg length. However, when the ankle pain started, that's when we knew there was something more going on. She was initially treated at Children's in Birmingham by a wonderful orthopedic surgeon. In Birmingham, the only thing they can correct is the leg length discrepancy. They are not able to correct the ankle, which is what causes the most pain. That's what led us to do more research. Through that research is how we found Dr. Paley, and he is in West Palm Beach, and he is one of the leading researchers and founders of the surgical repair for her disorder. We wanted no limitations for her because she is active and she is tough. She enjoys life and has lots of goals for herself. And we don't, you know, nobody wants to put any limitations on their children. And we just wanted to get the best care for her that we could.
Let's bring Addie Grace into the conversation as we talk about her goals and what she wants to do for herself. She's a very active young lady, as we've talked about. She wants to run cross country, and it sounds like that's a possibility. So Addie Grace, tell listeners what all you're involved in when it comes to activities, sports, things at school.
So I do a lot of cheer. We practice every day. I have about 3 games a week. I do want to be running cross country as soon as I am fully healed and all. I do run around a lot at PE with the consequences of it, but I do enjoy running, so.
So what are the consequences, Addie Grace, when you do run? What is it like for you after you do that?
I have a lot of pain in my ankle. Sometimes it will start in my hip or my knee, but then if I stay on it too long, it will just be like the whole right side of my body that hurts.
So right now we're in Decatur, Alabama. We're talking to Addie Grace Harkins and her mom, Mandy LaPrad. We are talking about fibular hemimelia and her battle with that, and she calls it hemilia. Either way, hemimelia or hemilia, you can look it up, H-E-M-I-M-E-L-I-A, and you can find out more about this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do and what the family hopes to do to help Addie Grace be able to reach her goals when it comes to her athletics, the different activities she's involved in. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation from Decatur, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time.
Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we are coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, a couple of West Morgan Rebels here at the table, and we're talking about Addie Grace Harkins. We're talking about fibular hemimelia, or hemilia as Addie Grace pronounces it, and we're talking about the battle that she's been in since birth. I have with me also her mom, Mandy LaPrade, and she was sharing in the first segment about some of the things that Addie Grace has gone through, and then Addie Grace shared about her own goals when it comes to athletics, her activities at school, and we want to try to help. One of the things that I thought about when Mandy was talking, as she mentioned, this was an issue from birth. 2 weeks there where they did not know, and that would be a concern for a parent out there if you're listening right now and you have a newborn or you have a child that's younger and you have to go through those couple of weeks trying to figure out what is going on with my child. That can be a very challenging time. And I wanted you, Mandy, to share a little bit about from point A to point B and finally realizing, okay, we have a name for this.
You're exactly right. As a new mom, you know, Addie Grace is my second child, but still as a new mom, you notice everything about your children. And some things may seem insignificant because initially when I delivered Addie Grace, I was told, it's just a toe. She's just missing a toe. Nothing to be concerned about. It was not her big toe, so it wouldn't affect her balance. But over the next couple of weeks, you know, I noticed the difference in her leg lengths and the different sizes in her feet. Addie Grace wears two different size shoes. So there is a difference of two shoe sizes between her feet. Now, completely minor compared to the pain that she suffers, but it's just kind of an example of kind of the challenges we face every day. But yes, over those 2 weeks, not knowing exactly what was going on and exactly what other areas of her body could be impacted, it's concerning. And it's a struggle because it's difficult to know where to turn to for help and who to reach out to. A lot of opinions and a lot of medical opinions and differing medical opinions. So to make the decision on what the best course of treatment is for your child is hard.
And after 12 years, you have found a place in West Palm Beach where Addie Grace can get some relief. It's very hopeful for Addie Grace in her future when it comes to her activities and her athletics and other things that she might want to do with herself.
Absolutely. One of my concerns for Addie Grace with pain is I did not want her to suffer for the rest of her life. You know, at 12 years old, you're fairly young and spry. At 40 years old, your body's had some wear and tear. So I would imagine that this pain would be cumulative and just get worse and worse over time. Through the research, you know, it led us to West Palm Beach and Dr. Paley. When we saw him in November, he told us she needs two surgeries, which thankfully they can do at the same time. One will be to insert a nail into the right leg, so the right lower leg. So Addie Grace will require two procedures that can be done in one surgery. The first procedure will be to lengthen her right leg, and this is all below the knee surgeries. This will involve actually cutting both lower leg bones and inserting a nail that I will use a magnetic remote. And to not get too complicated, this procedure is called the precise nail insertion. The magnetic remote I will hold against her leg a couple of times a day, which will actually turn the nail, which will lengthen the leg. I'm sure it's much more complicated than that, but a lot of the ins and outs are difficult to understand. So that will lengthen her right leg to where it will equal the length of her left leg, and it will even out her hips. The ankle procedure, it's really just a reconstruction, and it will involve lots of pins and screws and plates. Thankfully, it will be several small incisions, but nothing large. For 9 weeks, she will undergo daily physical therapy, and that will be in West Palm Beach because this surgeon has trained his physical therapist specifically on how to treat these patients so that no complications arise. And this is important. So we only get really one chance to repair both her leg length and the ankle joint in order for her to not have lifelong pain and to have no limitations. Thankfully, this surgeon has been able to accomplish this with many of his patients. And it's a long recovery. So for 9 weeks, she will not be able to bear weight on her right leg. And she'll be a little more dependent and will have to admit to pain, even when she doesn't like it, all the time. She pushes through this pain, and it's remarkable. She doesn't let it slow her down, but she will have to slow down for those 9 weeks when we're doing physical therapy every day. And then Dr. Paley said, it's an 8-month recovery. I will not release you sooner than that, but you will have no limitations when you're recovered. And that's what got us to Dr. Paley.
With Dr. Paley, and any doctor for that matter, when you go and you have these visits with them, the consultation, to figure out if it's a good fit. And it sounds like for your family, Dr. Paley has been the right fit for you. And as you mentioned in your post, the fundraiser, the GoFundMe, you did travel to West Palm Beach. So you've actually met Dr. Paley face to face. And that's been an encouragement to you. And you feel hopeful about the possibility of this, or you wouldn't do it, because obviously it's risky too. And you mentioned that at Children's of Alabama, they can extend the leg length, but they can't work on that ankle at the same time, and it's a ball and joint type situation like a hip. And so there's that reconstructive work that has to be done, and we're talking about very serious surgeries, and we're talking about a very specialized type of surgery, right?
Yes, Mark, that's correct. Dr. Paley is a specialist. He's treated patients from all over the world. People travel long distances to get to him, and it's because of what he can do. He has years and years of research, of education. He has written textbooks. He is actually the surgeon that developed the procedure that's required to reconstruct her ankle. And I just don't think it gets better than that.
So, Mandy, here we are talking about the GoFundMe, and I want people to know how to support this effort. They've heard the story. They know what you have gone through as a family, what Addie Grace has gone through, the pain that she's going through, and now we want to get you the help you need. Tell us about this GoFundMe and what you're seeking as far as help from listeners, how they can help your family in this way.
Well, Mark, people have reached out to us as far as close friends, family, our church family, asking, what can we do to help you and your family during this time? When we were told that she will be required to stay in West Palm Beach for 9 weeks in order to receive physical therapy and attend doctor's appointments, I think that's when I realized, okay, wow, how are we going to do this? Because I work full-time. We depend on my income. And of course, I don't have 9 weeks of vacation time built up. So we set up the GoFundMe page to help cover the expenses associated with not being home, not being able to work, expenses such as where we're going to stay, food and traveling back and forth. Thankfully, health insurance will cover the surgical procedures and will cover doctor's appointments and physical therapy, which would be a large expense if we didn't have insurance. But of course, it doesn't cover any of the other expenses. And then we also still have our bills that we pay every month. That's our biggest hurdle right now, is just making sure that we have the financial ability to stay in West Palm Beach for those 9 weeks. The challenge of being away from home, being away from your family and your friends, those people who take care of you when something like this goes on, that's going to be hard. Addie Grace will be away from her friends, and this will likely be all summer. She'll spend her birthday in West Palm Beach. With that, we focus on the blessings that will come from the surgery, you know, the relief of the pain, the no more limitations, but just the financial concerns of how we're going to take care of everything.
And a GoFundMe can make that easier as people see the need and they see an opportunity to help. And there is an opportunity to help through the GoFundMe right now, through a page that you have set up. So, Mandy, we want people to go to the GoFundMe, and we've set it up as an easy link through GoFundMe, so they can go to GoFundMe.com, and they can search Addie Grace's Battle, and Addie is spelled A-D-D-I. We're talking about fibular hemimelia. The fact that Addie Grace needs this surgery, it's very important that it's taken care of so that she can go and do the things that she wants to do. And, Mandy, how do you feel to have the support of the community in this effort to know that they want to help Addie Grace in this way?
People have already reached out to help us and ask what they could do. And it's so touching, from teachers to church members, my family members, her friends. Her friends have reached out, her teammates, her coaches, all asking, hey, how can we help? It's very touching to hear how much they love her and care about her. As a mom, that's what you want for your children, and there aren't enough words to say thank you, but we do feel very loved and very blessed and supported.
Addie Grace, how does it make you feel to have this support? And is there something you would like to share with listeners who want to support this effort to help you right now?
I want to thank everyone that is willing to support me and donate to the GoFundMe. I am thankful for all of you. Thank you all so much. It means a lot.
Folks, we're coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, as I talk to Mandy LaPrade and her daughter, Addie Grace Harkins. And I hope that you will help support this effort as we also bring awareness to fibular hemimelia. Again, you can go to GoFundMe.com and search Addie Grace's Battle, Addie spelled A-D-D-I. Mandy LaPrade, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about this fundraising effort. I appreciate you sharing your story, and I do hope that people will continue to support this effort and get Addie Grace to where she needs to be physically and able to be a part of the activities that she wants to be involved in.
Mark, I just appreciate you having us today. Thank you to those who are supporting us, and I thank you for those who are willing to donate to this effort.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show today as we do bring awareness to fibular hemimelia, and I hope that you will share the show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.